Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC New York Public Radio, this is The Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Brian Lehrer. This is just one segment of our show, but every interview is available on demand at WNYC.org. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 888-779-OPEN or open.com.
Lehrer on WNYC, and as we said before the break, some of the discussion there between Mr. Lamont and me was about Mayor Bloomberg inserting himself pretty heavily now into the Connecticut race on Joe Lieberman's side. We'll have Joe Lieberman to begin the show tomorrow morning, by the way. We will look more closely now at what the mayor is trying to do, launch a new centrist movement, maybe even a third party. Is Mike Bloomberg the new Ross Perot? With me for this is Jill Gardner, Metro reporter for the New York Sun, who's been writing about the mayor in this light. Hi, Jill. Welcome to WNYC today.
Hi, Brian. How are you? Thanks for having me.
So how much is Mayor Bloomberg doing for Joe Lieberman?
Well, Mayor Bloomberg has really gone to extraordinary lengths to bolster Lieberman. Really, even before the primary with Lamont, he was making the case for reelecting him. And now he's stepped that up, and he's been fundraising for him, and he was out in Stamford, Connecticut, campaigning with him earlier this week. So he's really pretty much doing everything he can to make sure that Lieberman has a chance here.
One of those things is helping with the get-out-the-vote effort. If Lieberman was still running within the Democratic Party, he would have this whole party infrastructure to get out the vote next Tuesday. He doesn't have that, and I guess the mayor is sinking a lot of money into building one from scratch.
Yeah, that's right. The mayor had a pretty phenomenal get-out-the-vote operation when he was running for mayor last year, when he was running for re-election. And he's actually dispatched some of those people to Stamford and to other parts of Connecticut, obviously, to work for Lieberman until the election. So
we don't have much time for calls on this, but we have a few minutes. So, New Yorkers, what do you think about Mayor Bloomberg working for Joe Lieberman? What do you think about Mayor Bloomberg working for centrist candidates, Republicans and Democrats around the country right now? What do you think of Mayor Bloomberg as someone behind a new moderate movement in America? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Do you like the side of Mayor Mike? 212-433-WNYC. Jill, do you know the dollar figure? Is it public how much money he's pouring into the Lieberman campaign per se? He spent $80 million on his own campaign.
Yeah, I know that he's holding a fundraiser for him at his house tonight where he's expected to raise, I think, $750,000. So that's just in one night, and he's already been at two other fundraisers for him.
So those are fundraisers, but I was thinking more of the fundraiser at the mayor's own ATM.
Yeah, you know, I'm not exactly sure on how much he's personally poured into the campaign, but just the resources that he's given, like you mentioned earlier, the people that he's sent there, and the visibility that the campaign has gotten. Mm-hmm. So he's certainly doing what he can.
The mayor is also working for another Connecticut candidate, Republican Congressman Chris Shays, famous moderate who's in a tight race for reelection, and
right,
two upstate New York Republicans from Congress, Sweeney and Reynolds, and I gather there are others around the country. Do you know some of the other names?
Yeah, of course. He's been out in California with Schwarzenegger. He's been with Jody Rell. He held a campaign fundraiser for her last week.
So far, these are all Republicans, except for Lieberman, who's kind of an ex-Democrat.
That's right, but most of them
ex-Democrat or whatever he is. Go ahead.
That's right, but most of them are pretty moderate, and I think that you have to kind of wonder what he's doing. And like you said, is he trying to create this credible centrist movement that would give him a place to run if he decides to? Because right now he's really kind of an orphan. He doesn't have a political party. If he wanted to run in 08, where would he go? He would need something down the middle.
So I know I've read that there are Democrats on his list, too. Can you name any offhand?
Well, Lieberman is the one that comes to mind right now.
Right, though he's running against the Democratic nominee,
right,
so he's in his own netherworld there. Nobody else who comes to mind. I think there are some, though I can't think of any either. But do you think he is setting up a run for himself? Is Mike Bloomberg trying to become the next Ross Perot?
I think he is trying to create something that's more credible than Ross Perot. And I think that he's obviously said publicly that he's not going to run and he's going to go into philanthropy. But the more that he supports these candidates and the more national exposure he gets and the more credibility his candidates get, I think his chances are better, and I don't think that he's ruled it out.
Or could it be really that he's trying to do, in a way, the opposite of Ross Perot, because Perot is this businessman, centrist, third-party, independent candidate for president, but after he got out of it, then the infrastructure that had been built up around his reform party quickly dissipated. Maybe the mayor is trying to launch more of a centrist movement than a presidential run of his own. Is that possible?
I think it's a possibility. And I think that whether he's decided or not, I think he knows that that this is the way to go. And whether he's the candidate or whether it's somebody else, I think I agree with that. But I don't think that he's ruled it out. I really don't. And I think that Until he does, this keeps the door open for him.
Phil in Brooklyn seems to like the idea. Hi, Phil.
Hi, how you doing? I'm a dyed-in-the-wool liberal. I'm anti-Bush. I think Bloomberg would be a fantastic president. He's got no hidden agendas. He's got accepted. He only wants to do good. I love the way he's done what he's done in New York.
Even though he's supporting some pro-war candidates here, that doesn't matter.
I'm not happy about that. If I was in Connecticut, I'd be voting for Lamont, but I understand why he does it. But we're talking about Bloomberg. That's the kind of this country is so broken. Our system is so broken. We need someone like Bloomberg. I think he'd be terrific.
Phil, thank you.
Brian, it's actually interesting because Bloomberg is really to the left of Lieberman. Bloomberg, the Republican, is really to the left of Lieberman on a lot of issues.
For example?
The death penalty, the Terry Schiavo case. We're not really sure on Iraq, but it seems like he's probably the left of Lieberman on Iraq as well.
Pauline in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Pauline. Pauline, are
Hello,
you
Hello, yes, here I am.
Go.
Bloomberg is spiritually a Republican. I participated in the demonstration in February of 2003 before we invaded Iraq. He used the police to restrain people from participating. He gave out wrong information. Admittedly, he hadn't been mayor for long.
You think he did that on behalf of the president or the war?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. You know, it's interesting. Jill Gardner, my guest, City Hall reporter for the New York Sun. The mayor, I don't know. He seems to equate the war in Iraq with other issues. You know, I mean, what am I trying to say? If he's looking for candidates with centrist scorecards, and that's all it is, then he overlooks Lamont's central point, which the voters will decide if they agree with. But the point is that the war is no ordinary issue. It's the issue of our times. And you can't just look at a scorecard of somebody and say, well, he votes 50% liberal, 50% conservative. And as far as I know, the mayor doesn't even have a public position on the war, does he?
No, I mean, he's gone back and forth, and he's really tried to avoid it and tried to kind of stick to city issues that he, well, that's not true. He's tried to stick to things that he thinks that he has control over.
Right, city issues or things with implications for the city,
exactly.
like getting involved in the national gun control debate.
And I think what that caller just said was interesting. Yeah, I think he definitely does have a Republican streak, but it's also interesting that the Republican Party would never choose him as their candidate.
But if he is getting involved with these out-of-state candidates whose central issue, or at least the central issue in their races, is the war, like Lieberman and Shays, mm-hmm. then is he saying something without saying it?
It's a good question. I mean, he's also been involved with other candidates where that isn't their central issue. So I think he's really kind of picking and choosing. It doesn't seem to me that he's trying to make a statement on the war.
Yeah. He has said before that as mayor, he has to visit the families of New Yorkers killed in battle. So he doesn't want to risk offending those families by looking like potentially an opponent if he is an opponent. So, I don't know if it's that. I don't know if he's just ambivalent. I don't know if he's just, I don't know what it is, but the net effect seems to be to downplay the war in its relevance as a central national issue right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was interesting because Hillary Clinton, as you probably know, spoke at the Council on Foreign Relations yesterday and laid out her foreign policy plan. And other presidential, so-called presidential candidates have come through and done the same. And a group of us were standing around talking after and thinking, you know, where is Bloomberg? Would he ever be here? And the answer is probably not right now.
Let me get one Connecticut voice on here before we go and talk about Nueva York, the complete guide to Latino life in the five boroughs. Great new guidebook for New Yorkers as well as others. Gavin in Norwalk, you're on WNYC. Hi, Gavin.
Hi, how you doing?
All right.
I was calling because I just wanted to illustrate that, you know, what people are forgetting is the fact that people seem to be overlooking the fact that basically people are buying their way into office.
So you're saying Mayor Bloomberg is doing that by throwing money at Lieberman because he can?
Yes. Of course.
But what about...
I heard Lamont saying that he would like to see campaign finance reform, but, you know, it's one thing to talk. It's another thing to do.
How different is it from Ned Lamont, since he is also, as I asked him, in the mold of Bloomberg as a wealthy...
As another wealthy
businessman buying his way in.
Buy himself another seat. I'm just trying to illustrate the fact that I think that is what it is.
Okay.
In respect to his Republican situation, I think that he likes the idea of getting the tax cuts, but, where exactly is his, I feel some of his alliances can change with the wind.
You don't get tax cuts for political contributions, by the way. But, so Gavin, in light of all that, who are you voting for next Tuesday in Connecticut?
I'm still tossed up.
Really?
Yes, I am.
What would swing you?
Can't really say right now.
You're the man. You're the man they're all going after.
Somebody would actually, unfortunately, to actually believe somebody that is saying one of, you know, either we're against the war or we're for the war.
Gavin.
Personally, I wasn't for the war beforehand, but at this point, if you're in it, you got to be in it to win it. And, you know, if we really were in it, why didn't we go in with the 500,000 troops that
Colin Powell
number one had wanted to go in with?
Gavin, thank you. Call us next Tuesday when we do our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Election Day exit poll and let us know how you decided, okay?
I look forward to it.
Thank you very much. Bye. And we thank Jill Gardner, City Hall reporter for the New York Sun, looking at Mayor Bloomberg's place in all this. Thanks, Jill.
Thanks so much, Brian.
And again, Joe Lieberman. To start off tomorrow's show, and coming up in a minute, Nueva York, the complete guide to Latino life in the five boroughs by Catalina Gonzalez and Seth Kugel. Stay with us. Thanks for listening to The Brian Lehrer Show from WNYC New York Public Radio. You can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org, and thanks.